Well, howdy, howdy, friends and neighbors. It's really great to be here at the first of, I hope, many, many Dell Fests. Dell McCurry is one of my best bluegrass buddies. I've known him since around 1962. I saw the first gig he ever played with Bill Monroe, and he was playing banjo quite fantastically as well, right back then in 62. And we're just honored to be here at the first Dell Fest, and thank you all for coming out. I got a wonderful band of California bluegrass musicians here, and I'd like to kindly feature each and every one of them. And I'm going to start with our guitar man, high tenor, lead singer. He's a recording engineer, he's a record producer, he's a true Renaissance bluegrass boy. Please welcome from Crockett, that's as in Davy Crockett, California, Mr. Jim Nunnally. What you gonna sing for the folks?
Let's pick a little bit of that Roving Gambler.
Mr. Jim Nunnally, that's a fine job on that one, Jim. Well, we have another fantastic bluegrass singer in the band, and he's our banjo picker. He's a pretty great banjo picker, too, and he's a living California bluegrass legend. He got his start with Vernon Ray in the I guess the 70s or maybe the 60s. I don't know if he's that old yet, but we're working on it. And he's from California, but he was a member of the Country Gentlemen for a year or two and played with Ricky Skaggs for 5 years, Dolly Parton. There isn't a bluegrass vocal part that he doesn't know or a bluegrass instrument that he can't play. Please welcome Mr. Keith Little. We've got this next number recorded in our DGBX CD. It's one of them old-time tragedy numbers that I heard years ago by the Stanley Brothers. This is called The Dream of the Miner's Child.